with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and with us in studio from Vanderpump Rules, Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright. How are you guys?
Hey, how
good.
Are you?
Good, we're great.
So you guys are a constant presence at Casa Lopez because Mrs. Lopez over here
watches
a lot.
No shame.
You must know everything that's going on, honey, so why don't you take over?
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Newlyweds.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Are you taking Jack's last name?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, it is a process,
but his legal last name is Couchy.
Right.
And he goes by Taylor. So we decided, like, if we have kids, then I can do Cartwright Couchy or, you know, something like that. Because our kids will have that last name.
Of course.
His last name.
She's got her own brand and everything. So it makes sense.
Yeah, and I love my last name.
Yeah.
No, that's great. Yeah, that's
I feel like it would be weird.
So for those not, or who may not be familiar, you all met on the show?
No, we met in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas?
Yes.
Okay.
So the show had been on for 3 seasons so far.
Right.
I started on season 4. I never watched the show before. I've never watched really reality TV that much. Sorry. Sorry, Bravo, but
okay.
It wasn't really.
I think you made up for it.
It wasn't really my thing. But my friend Kara, who I was with in Vegas, she saw Katie at the bar and was like, oh my God, that's Katie from Vanderpump Rules. So I ended up taking a picture of Katie and her together. We ended up hanging out with Katie. She was super nice. Went to the bar, took a bunch of shots and everything. Schwartz ended up coming over from the show as well. And then that's when this one comes.
But I was on a date at the time.
Oh, you were on a date. Nice.
So that's how it really happened.
Where in Vegas, by the way?
We were in Old Vegas. I was at the Golden Spike.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm not a big fan of Vegas anymore. The new part, I like to go to the old part, and people like leave us alone a bit better. Plus, it's just fun. Like the old part of Vegas, it's fun. Great people $2 watching.
$2 craps.
Yeah. It's just fun. We just really enjoy it. So I went there a day early. I was there for Sheena's birthday party, and I was on it. I just decided to kill 2 birds with 1 stone. I know a girl there. I'm like, let's go on a date, and you know,
so basically,
she
he was on a date with somebody. Whenever
yes.
he asked,
and then she
number.
Walked by, and I was like, I want that. And so I waited till
hopefully
she
your date didn't hear you.
What? Yeah. Well, she went to the bathroom.
I think she knows now.
She went to the bathroom, so I knew I had about 3 minutes to lock this in. So I had to go up there and get her number before you know my date came back out. So I did.
And Katie was saying, "No, she's too nice. She's too
nice."
Yeah,
they're like, "Stay away from Jax. He's player. This and that." I'm just give me, you know, God, I didn't even walk up yet. Cut me some slack.
But anyway, I'm leaving my date to go get this.
I know.
Katie's like, no, in the background.
And that's how that happened. So I got her number and
been together almost 5 years now.
5 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, that goes with my philosophy that there are no rules when it comes to love.
That's true.
Right. I meet everyone. And I think every girl I've ever met has been in a relationship, including my wife. When I met her.
Yeah. So clearly, I didn't care either. Yeah.
And what happens in Vegas does not stay in Vegas.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Fair enough. Did you guys do the bachelor and bachelorette thing yet? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're
married.
Yeah, we're married.
Be a little late now.
Yeah.
So this past week's episode showed us in Miami, and next week will too. So it was actually really fun. There was a lot of drama because that goes with the show.
Yes.
But it was a lot more fun than I think that it showed.
So, it was a lot.
Yes, fun. And of course I watched the show.
Right.
Love it.
I felt so bad for you when you were crying
because that's not what
you're supposed to do at your bachelorette party.
Wait, why were you crying?
Oh, I was so embarrassed. Okay, so we're all we all go out to this bar and we were dressed in like really tacky wedding gowns. All of the girls, every single one of us. I had a huge headpiece on. I mean, it was really fun. So we ended up going to another bar and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. So we were all very hammered and they bring out these signs and it said, "Brittany, don't do it," like to bring the bottle to our table. And I guess where I was just so drunk and I had to hear like from fans and comments and stuff all the time, like about our relationship. It just struck a nerve with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Let's get out of here." And we get back home and I just like cried
my eyes out.
It
come to find out,
so
they do that too.
They do that to everybody.
It wasn't
I had no idea.
She thought it was geared towards her.
Yeah.
And you took it personal.
I took it personal. I was so embarrassed. I woke up the next day like, what did I do last night? Nah. This is embarrassing.
That's hilarious. And
then they made me out to be some kind of like man crazy. So mind you, we were at, people don't understand this. We film and film and film and film and film, and they have to cut it down to a 45 minutes, right? So we were at the strip club, and mind you, my wife knew I was there. She's like, go have fun. Just no private rooms. That's fine. I don't want to do that anyway. That's okay. So they go and they cut to me. We're there for 3 hours, okay? My brother-in-law, her brother, bought me a lap dance in front of God and everybody. So they clipped to that right away, that 3 minutes of lap dance when I was there for 3 hours. Being a perfect gentleman, they clipped to that one clip. Yeah. And they're like, oh, look at him having a great time.
I thought it was hilarious. Of course, I'm not even gonna laugh.
And then they come back like, he's such a liar. He was getting lap dances. My brother-in-law bought me a 3 minute. What am I? I got 20 guys staring at me. Jax, get one, get one. I'm like, I'm not a huge fan of strip clubs.
Can't be rude.
Now, I'm not gonna be rude, right? They all flew to Miami to go have all this fun. I'm not gonna be rude, right? Exactly. So it looks like I'm having a great time, which I did have a great time, but I'm not like.
But then in the editing, they.
Oh, they yeah, they edit the hell out of me.
You telling Brittany, I didn't have any fun last night.
Yeah.
So it's how they edit things.
They edit the heck out of it. And then I even texted Andy Cohen. I'm like, listen, man, calling me a liar on Watch What Happens Live last night. I literally was texting him yesterday. I'm like, he's like, man, I didn't see the editing and this and that. You know, I love you, this and that.
He like, called you a liar on the Watch What Happens Live.
He's like, I know you're not a liar. I know how editing works and everything. I'm like, you called me a liar on Watch What Happens Live and you know how the show works.
He said that he felt so bad though because he saw me crying and everything. And he was like, last time they were on Watch What Happens Live, I said, you know, I said some things about their relationship too. And he was like, I feel bad.
I'm like, what do you have against me, man? I mean, I thought you liked me.
He likes to stir the pot.
He loves to stir the pot. I'm like, I don't think you're an angel.
Yeah, not at all. And what about the wedding? How was the wedding?
Oh, the wedding was awesome. We got married June 29th. So it was amazing. It was in Kentucky, where I'm from, at the Kentucky Castle.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, so it was a big one.
Yeah.
It was a
castle. Yeah. And we rented out the entire castle for the whole weekend. Wow. So it has like 14 rooms in it, so all of our bridal party got to stay in the castle with us. It has a restaurant and bar 24 hours, and we just shut the whole thing down so like nobody else could come in.
There's castles.
It was
in
amazing.
Kentucky?
Yeah.
Wow.
And listen to this. It's in Versailles, Kentucky, but it's spelled like Versailles. I know you're good friends with Lisa, and she makes so much fun of me because it's called Versailles.
Versailles.
But
I
you know what?
It.
There's a place near my house called North Versailles. That's where people
and
live.
And you say it?
And we say North Versailles. See? We don't say North Versailles. I never even knew that North that's Versa. How they pronounce it.
You can, you can imagine Lisa Vanderpump, though, rocking in Kentucky.
Well,
and being
like, she's like speaking. Like,
when I first met Lisa, sidebar. when we exchange phone numbers, I have an 818 number, and she goes, darling, you have an 818 number. I was like, yes, what am I supposed to have? But that's just Lisa.
Oh, it's
she's so funny.
Come with her UK number originally.
No, it's like because I didn't have a 323 or like
Of course.
I still have my Kentucky area code, so
good for you. Yeah. Keep it real.
So and my license.
I assume we're gonna see the wedding on the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot wait to relive it again. I mean, we have our photos and everything, but I haven't seen any footage or anything, so I'm super excited.
Do you
about
not
that.
See the footage until the night it airs?
We get to see it the week before.
Yeah. So you know
I mean,
coming.
Of course, we can't talk about it or show it to anybody else, but we do get to see it a little bit early, but can't change anything. So we might as well see it the same night.
Who from the cast of the show made the cut to the wedding?
Pretty much.
Barely. Tom Sandoval barely made it. Barely.
Well, you demoted him.
Yeah.
I know. I should have went with my first instinct on it. I should have just kept him out of it, but that was whatever.
I got
bullied into it. I got bullied by everybody else.
Where do you guys stand right now?
I love the guy. I always love him. He's been my friend for a long time. I just think there's nothing wrong with going your separate ways. I want different things with my life. He wants different things with his life. We're both stubborn guys. We're both hard-headed.
That's true.
He likes things his way. I like things my way. And we just kind of, you've grown apart, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I just don't agree with a lot of things he does. He doesn't agree with a lot of things I do. So,
well, that's life. As you grow up and you mature,
It happens. Yeah. I want different things. And like I said, he wants different things, and it's just how it is.
What's your opinion on how he handled the Stassi?
I think that was way inappropriate. And keep in mind, he owns 5% of that place.
He does not make schedules.
He doesn't make schedules. He doesn't bartend. He owns the metal sign that's on the building. that's about as much as he owns of that place. That's
and
it.
She had it cleared through the other Tom, the actual manager who does schedule and does do, you know, all that, and Lisa. So I thought he acted very, very immature. And then it seemed like this past episode that he was just trying to find every single excuse to make himself like look better on the situation instead of just being like, okay, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Tom Tom doesn't open till 5. So people were there at 3. So when he was like, these are my customers. No, they are here for Stassi.
They came for
They all know this is a beer and wine thing. This is her private party. She's doing this almost as a favor to you. Let's be honest. She's got a lot of following. She's bringing more people in there. So I personally think that was a slap in the face to her. She's a friend. How could you treat your friend of 15 plus years like that in front of all her friends? I mean, maybe pull her aside and have this conversation.
Well, yeah, Tom came in hot and heavy too. It made it look more like saucy.
You know, he gave her a text the night before. Mind you, he was out till 5 a.m. with James Kennedy the night before. So he gave this huge text and just belittling her and swearing at her. I'm like, dude, you're talking to another woman. Like, that's kind of a bit much.
There's a lot of drama.
There's a lot.
There's so much drama.
It's a lot.
It's like ridiculous.
Is it usually the same people like causing the drama, or is it does it get shared?
Everybody has their own thing.
Everybody has their own share.
Brittany
of drama.
Never causes drama.
No, normally. Who? Brittany. Me.
She's one of those ones that can like get by without getting her feet wet.
That's a good skill set to have.
It's
I'm
very,
just very
good.
Honest.
You're like
I...
Schwartz in that case too. Like you get by where you don't have to make a decision. You don't really have to side with anybody.
Yeah.
But for some reason, everyone just forgives you and be like, "Well, it's okay."
Well, because sometimes I don't want to side with people.
No, that's
like,
great. That's a great thing. I wish I could have that.
If it's not that big of a deal, I'm like, why am I going to get so emotionally invested in this? Like, it's not that big of a freaking deal. I want to just shake them sometimes.
You seem like you've adopted the peacemaker role.
Yeah.
That's where you kind of, which is why she's great for you.
Right. We're a yin and yang. That's why we work so well.
Exactly.
You know, she's the peacekeeper and I'm the crazy one. So if we had two crazies, it wouldn't work.
Speaking of crazy, I did see in an interview that you said you weren't fond of the new cast members.
No.
Why and who?
how many new members are there?
There's a few.
There's three that are like actually, I feel like, cast members.
It was kind of a trial thing.
Six
they wanted to bring some people
total.
In and they wanted to see how they fit in. I'm really protective of our show. I'm extremely protective. We started this almost a decade ago. These are our true friends. Mm-hmm. This is not a scripted or a casted show. These are friends that I met way before the show and I'm going to have way after the show. Yes, we film a TV show, but the cameras are just there. They're not telling us what too much to do besides locations. Mm-hmm. They're not really telling us what to do. So when you bring these new people in who weren't with us for the last 15, 20 years and expect to, hey, be your friend, it doesn't really jive with me. Like, I get it. I understand new blood needs to come in. Absolutely. But we have a generation of people that have been following us for so long that don't understand why these people are thrown in so quickly, so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should have been done gradually, I personally would have thought.
As a fan, and since I've watched from the beginning, I did see somebody from your show, I won't mention who had told me, you know, there's a new cast coming in. And my first reaction was, really? Like, if it's not broke, why don't
why
fix it?
Exactly.
Like,
it's, right.
So, you know, it's taking me a minute to adapt.
Yes.
I think honest with you, I think the network is still trying to figure it out too. I think they're trying to figure out like the storylines, how it's going to work. But you can tell who are the thirsty ones and who's doing it for what reasons. You can tell.
Yeah.
And I'm like I said, I'm a big protector of the show and I won't stand for it and I will speak up about it.
So I take it you're not friends with them now.
No, I never have. And I mean, they're fine. Hey, how are you? But I'm not going to be your friend.
Not
I'm not
going to
tweet you.
Or anything.
I'm not going to say, hey, let's go grab a beer. I'll be cordial.
Do they still work there all the full time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, they're there all the time now?
I think so, yeah.
Nice.
They are there.
And is LA ultimately where you want to settle down? Any thoughts about going to Kentucky?
Not Kentucky, but Florida, I think. I think we'll end up in Florida.
Because you're from Florida,
I'm from Michigan, but we just love, I mean, it's my favorite place in the world.
His parents
I love Florida.
Lived in Florida, though, so that's why
I just love it. No state tax. The weather's great. People are pretty normal.
What part of Florida?
I like the Clearwater area.
We like Tampa.
Tampa.
You know, I just think the life is just a little different over there.
Yeah.
I think when it's all said and done.
I like
Miami,
too.
No. I got out of there by God's grace, but... But yeah, we just love Florida. We just love it. I love the people and just love everything about it. One day.
Kids in the horizon soon or down
hopefully.
Line?
I mean, we are going to start hopefully trying this year. So knock on wood. Everything
the only
happens.
Thing is we have Stassi's wedding, which is in Italy in October.
It is. Okay.
So, you know, we
can't travel after 7 months. I've already done my research.
Yeah.
So we're trying to plan it out.
Especially not that far.
We're both in the wedding. So I want her to be able to ever to travel, A, and B, have a good time.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? We're going to Italy. It'd be kind of miserable if you were. I mean, there's always something that's going to come up. It's kid, you know what I'm saying? But this is the last thing that we're going
to
make an exception.
That's a good goal to start.
Yeah, it's like start. You never know what will happen.
I mean, hopefully
it works out for us, but
we'll knock on wood. Sounds like everything's going the right direction.
We're trying.
Congrats. All right, before you guys go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right? Best wedding gift you got?
Sheena gave us the great gift.
A koala.
Courtney Cox. We love Friends.
We're obsessed with Friends.
So Courtney Cox recorded a video saying congratulations to us, and that was my favorite gift.
Oh, yeah, my cool. I agree. Nice. I agree. Yeah. It was the best gift ever.
Last song to get stuck in your head.
Oh, gosh.
We were just singing it yesterday.
What?
What were we singing in our head? And you were like, why are you singing that song? It was a country song. What was I singing in the head? What was I singing? Like, why are you singing
You're
this?
You keep looking at me saying the same thing. It's not helping me.
It was one of your songs, and we were singing it in the house. Remember?
I don't know.
Now I can't remember it.
Now we're going to have a block where we can't
country
think jam. Of any songs.
It's always a country song or some weird limerick
from one
of her
country songs.
We've been,
like, really big
songs.
On
Is it one
country,
on the radio?
Blake Shelton
yeah,
right
Blake
now.
Shelton, God's Country.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll say that.
Okay.
Yes.
He's got a new song with Pitbull right now.
What?
Yeah.
Love them both.
I didn't even know
and
that.
I just heard it.
I did not know that.
I'm going to date myself.
It's not bad either. I heard it's not bad.
Over to the Latin market.
No.
Pitbull does anything. He's just like, whatever.
Listen,
Miami. Miami.
It kind of like, you know how Billy Ray Cyrus did the whole game? It's in that
I just figured out who Billie Eilish was. Mind you, I'm 40 years old. Okay. My wife is 30. So we different on our music taste. I like the older stuff. So I figured out who she was, and I was telling all my friends. I was super excited. I'm like, you guys heard of this Billie Eilish? They're like, yeah, dude. I'm like, oh, all right.
My daughter told me about her, so I'm
I'm a Hall & Oates kind of guy. Journey.
There you go.
You know?
There you go. All right, I got you. Most embarrassing moment on the show.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus.
Well, on this season, it was definitely last episode when I was crying my eyes out in my big tacky wedding gown. Are we saying this season or all together?
I'm going to go say seasons 1 through 6 for me.
So not season 7?
What happened season 7? No, I think season 7 I was okay.
You were good?
I think it was okay. I think 1 through 6, though, yeah, I could pretty
we
much chalk
engaged,
that up.
Season 7.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got engaged. Yeah.
Last show you binged watched?
Cheer.
Yeah, cheer
I'm
for him.
I'm obsessed with Cheer.
I'm big on The Magicians right now on Sci-Fi. I freaking love that show.
Oh, really?
So good.
Okay. And then Cheer. Yeah, I've heard good stuff about Cheer.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Cheer is good.
Yeah.
On another level, amazing.
It's making me so happy because he never understood when we would talk about cheerleading. He was a hockey guy, and I was like, cheerleading is really hard on your body.
Yeah.
And now he's like, can I make Matt? Am I going to make Matt? He talks about it like he's a cheerleader.
Like, everybody's gotten involved. Like, you know, I was talking about like Chrissy Teigen and Ashton Kutcher. Everybody's talking about this show, and everybody's getting into it. And because the people on the show, it's just more than just cheerleading. It's an inspirational show. They all come from, you know, crazy backgrounds. So it's a really cool show. I don't know why I'm into it so much. But
I love it.
I follow JJ Watts' tweets, and he's all obsessed about it. And it's just fun.
All right, who do you cast to play you in your life story?
Reese Witherspoon.
You thought about that? Okay.
She doesn't look anything like me, but she's Southern, so I love her.
That's a good match.
I love her.
Well, I feel like
you should be the guy.
I feel like my whole
Gaston
life, I was always
Beast.
Like. I feel like Edward Norton in Rounders was kind of like me a little bit for a lot of my life. So I would probably cast like. And Edward Norton.
I think the guy who played Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. What's his name?
Yeah, but you got to remember who I was in the past. So
you just look like him, kind of.
If you go by looks, that's different.
I know that guy you were talking about. He's a British actor.
Yeah, well, I don't know his name, but
yeah.
I liked him in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, okay. So Gaston or Edward Norton.
Yeah.
All right. Well, meanwhile, we're going to make sure to check out Vanderpump Rules Tuesday nights on Bravo. You can follow them on Instagram at Mr. Jax Taylor and at Brittany, thanks for stopping by, guys.
Thank you for having us.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!